Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Today I want to talk about something dear to my heart and that so many families want more of in their households: respect. You know what? Respectful children have respectful parents. If you want to up the ante and garner more respect in your household, today I have 6 simple strategies that will help you build a culture of respect, cooperation, and safety in your home and family. Hi everyone, I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 566, How to Raise a Respectful Child by Being a Respectful Parent. Fostering respect in children begins with parenting. Here's how you can help your child learn to be respectful. We're going to talk about the following 6 strategies. 1, teach respect at home. 2, help your child cultivate a sense of self-respect through self-care. 3, be your child's emotional safe place. 4, teach your child basic social interaction skills. 5, build a spirit of cooperation. And 6, learn to speak the language of respect. Respect is one of the most important traits parents can instill in their children. Simple manners and the ability to show respect are necessary for building healthy relationships, as well as cultivating strong self-esteem. Unfortunately, though, because we live in a multimedia world where a culture of disrespect often dominates, fostering respect in our children can be a challenge. Is your child disrespectful? Don't let that bad attitude get you down. These suggestions will help you create a home environment where respect is the rule, not the exception. So first, teach respect at home. My strongest parenting belief is that our family's home provides the foundation for the valuable skills, traits, and lessons that we want to teach our kids. Children, even young toddlers, observe and imitate everything we do. I like to think of home as our child's first classroom. So let's take a cue from formal education, where teachers prepare and plan lessons and set academic goals for their students. What do you want your precious kids to learn? Most parents strive to teach their kids how to be caring, honest, reliable, and respectful human beings who will make a positive difference in the world. When you create a loving home base for your family, they automatically receive a lifelong gift, a secure sanctuary that protects them and allows them to grow, learn, love, and blossom, and gain a healthy sense of self. This safe, nurturing environment also allows them to make mistakes, usually plenty of them, without the fear of feeling like a failure. Instead, they can learn from their choices and continue to flourish and grow. When our kids are surrounded by a consistent dose of love and teachable moments in a nurturing environment, they easily develop a solid understanding of self-respect and respect for others. Now, help your child cultivate an awesome sense of self-respect. Respect for others starts with how we feel about ourselves. People who radiate a high self-esteem are strong, healthy, positive beings who embrace life with incredible vim and vigor. Opposite those who have a confident sense of self are negative types who regularly project doom and gloom. Don't we all know our share of yours? An easy and important way to teach your child about self-respect is to encourage her to take care of herself. Staying healthy increases our flow of energy, allows us to stay in a more optimistic state of mind, and ultimately allows us to see the world and other people in a positive light. Taking care of ourselves involves eating a nutritious diet and exercise routine, keeping up with personal hygiene and grooming, taking regular time to connect with ourselves by reading, listening to music, unplugging for an hour, and just chilling out with our thoughts, journaling dreams and aspirations, whatever inspires lifelong self-care. Be your child's safe place. Equally important is to create an emotional safety net for your child. Your actions and how you speak to your child significantly affect your child's emotional safety. Listen, kids interpret a situation as dangerous when adults raise their voices, label them, or name call, compare one sibling to another, threaten harsh consequences, or lash out with a physical punishment. Mark Brackett, PhD, and author of Permission to Feel, joined me for a candid discussion in my episode, How Emotional Intelligence Can Help Your Child Thrive. He discussed that without a deep sense of safety and trust, kids will always be cautious and hesitant about investigating their world. In turn, they're full of self-doubt in the face of opportunities to explore and learn. They're often afraid to ask questions or take risks, and they prefer a limited, safe range of strategies for meeting their needs. Brackett's remedy is a popular tool that he developed known as RULER. RULER teaches the skills of emotional intelligence, those associated with recognizing, understanding, labeling, expressing, and regulating emotion. He advocates for parents to teach kids to label their feelings. When children feel emotionally safe, they're relaxed in their world, and they begin to build healthy feelings of self-esteem and self-respect.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. HungryRoot truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, HungryRoot is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Now, we can also teach our child the basic social interaction skills that they need to thrive. Basic manners may seem old-fashioned, but they are the cornerstone of respect. My favorite rule is the golden rule. Treat others as you want to be treated. It's been a staple in our home even before our kids arrived because it was the rule my parents taught me. In teaching your kids good manners, I list 6 tips on how to instill these important traits in your children. One of those tips is to teach greetings and introductions. It can be socially awkward if your children don't know how to interact with adults in public. So teach them at a very young age how to behave when they meet someone for the first time. For example, your son should know how to say, "My name's Connor, nice to meet you." And you can also teach him to offer his hand in a handshake. Using basic manners such as acknowledging a person with eye contact and a smile, and using words like please, thank you, you're welcome, and I'm sorry, teaches your kids to respect others and acknowledge their impact on other people. Now, also, it's important to build a spirit of cooperation. Another facet of respect is the art of cooperation. Cooperation means to co-operate. Co means together. Operate means act. So cooperate means to act together toward a common goal. When kids don't do what's expected, you know, we call them uncooperative. But labeling a situation like that can easily turn it around towards a negative, especially if you find yourself criticizing, arguing, and condemning your child for not doing what you want. Maybe you've said something to your child like, "Your room is a disaster. You'd better clean it up before you go to your friend's house, or you can forget going shopping for those new shoes." Have you then wondered why she didn't do what she was told? You made an autonomous decision, and she was expected to carry it out according to your expectations. This attitude, however, it fails to consider the child's point of view. When you don't bother to consider your child's thoughts and feelings, and offer solutions to help her get the room cleaned, you risk losing her respect and her cooperation. When we strive to cooperate with our kids, we need to be conscious of how we phrase things, as well, and this is so important, as how we deliver our message. We want to engage them as a partner in the task, not make them feel like they're our minion. Let's look at a more cooperative approach. You could have said, "I know you're excited to go to Katie's house, but we did talk about how you'd clean your room. How can we make that happen so you can still enjoy friend time before we head out shopping?" And finally, learn to speak the language of respect. Psychology Today's article, "The Language of Respect," explains that what we say and how we say it when we talk to others can make or break our desired income, particularly if we're hoping to be respected. In the article, researchers Hal Holloman and Peggy Yates have studied the topic of respect and how it gets translated through the words we use. Their findings are quite simple. When we give respect, we get it back in return. When we respect children and teens, they learn to believe in themselves and us. They feel valued and loved. We feel valued and loved. Respect is a two-way street where adults are the pace-setter cars. The article lists 11 ways to build a culture of respect in both the classroom and at home. All were helpful, but the tip I gleaned the most from was using words of accountability. Being respectful means holding everyone accountable, Instead of allowing disrespectful behavior, help young people stay on track. You could say, how you just behaved was unkind and disrespectful. How could you have handled that differently? What are your expectations for keeping respect an important part of your family's daily life? Please join the conversation and share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. The Mighty Mommy Facebook page or Twitter are other venues that you can join in. You can also email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. And listen and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Next week's episode is going to be all about the very special mother-daughter bond. Raising a daughter is exciting and amazing, but it's not all about sugar and spice, pretty dresses, and ballet recitals. The mother-daughter relationship can be intense and challenging, particularly in the teen years. But if you're willing to be flexible and open-minded, raising a daughter can be immensely rewarding and extremely special for both of you. This podcast will cover some heartfelt tips where mothers will be able to strengthen their relationships with their daughters, beginning at a young age and into their daughter's adulthood. So I hope you'll subscribe to the Mighty Mommy podcast through your favorite platform so you'll get notified when this episode is available. Respect is something we all need and deserve in our everyday lives, so I look forward to hearing about how this episode resonates with you. As always, thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy parenting!
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.